Chapter 1. Stories That Won't Stay Buried. Carter County, Tennessee. March 15, 2025. Mist clings to my grandmother's headstone like breath refusing to leave the body. I trace the carved dates. Born 62 years ago. Died 3 months before I could drag the truth into the light. The coroner called it an accidental overdose. I know better. I press wild yarrow to the granite. Its scent rises sharp and bitter, cutting through the fog. The same herb she tucked in her pockets, in her medicine pouches, beneath the mattresses of the people she tried to save. Painkiller, fever fighter, spirit clearer. Now it's an offering. I found the files, I whisper. The ones they tried to bury. The wind shifts, like someone listening. Two whistleblowers are already dead. One fell asleep at the wheel. The other overdosed on his own research chemicals. Convenient, considering his final report accused Northeastern Medical of falsifying addiction data. I have their notes, their access codes, their ghost ride shotgun every time I sit down at my computer. This week, I testify before the State Oversight Committee. The data I've recovered, clinical trials, internal emails, dosage schedules, it could spark criminal investigations, maybe even shut them down, if I survive long enough to deliver it. The University Medical Building gleams across the foothills, white and sharp as a scalpel. Funded by the same pharmaceutical conglomerate that buried Grandma with a double dose of prescribed dependency. They call this progress. In these hills, we know better. This is extraction, dressed up in lab coats. The parking lot is empty. It's a Saturday. My office lights flicker on as I swipe my badge. I should be home, but I need to work. To organize the files, encrypt the records, prepare for what comes next. But before I touch the handle, I know. Someone's been here. The air smells wrong, like pine cleaner covering expensive cologne, like someone rich tried to erase their presence. But I smell intention. My desk is too neat. The death certificates, 3 25-year-olds, are laid out with surgical care.